the blessed name of the Nabi of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is Muhammad. In other divinely revealed books, his name Ahmad was mentioned, whereas hundreds of his names related to his attributes are mentioned in the Holy Quran, Ahadith, and books of Seerah. Some of them are as follows: Muzammil, Muddathir, Ra'uf, Rahim, Mustafa, Mujtaba, Murtaza, etc. His kunya is Abul Qasim. He belonged to a Bani Hashim, that is a great family of the Quraysh tribe. The name of his respected father is Abdullah, whereas the name of his mother is Amina. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was born on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal on Monday. Muslims all over the world celebrate Milad on this date. His respected father had passed away before he ﷺ was born. When he was just 6 years old, his kind and caring mother also passed away. Therefore, he was brought up by his grandfather, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After 2 years, his beloved grandfather also departed his life. Hence, his uncle Abu Talib took on the responsibility of bringing up his blessed nephew. As was the custom, respected Arabs used to send their children to the villages in the outskirts where children would grow healthy in clean and a healthy environment and would also learn original and excellent Arabic language. Following the same custom, his respected mother sent him in his childhood along with Sayyidatuna Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha. She took him to her tribe where she took care of him for a specific period of time. During this period, blessings occurred in abundance by virtue of him. Now, let's listen to some blessed points regarding the blessed childhood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The angels would rock his cradle in his childhood. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would point towards the moon, which moved in the direction where his blessed finger moved. Unlike other children, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never urinated in his clothes. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go out of his home and see children play, but he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would never play. Boys would call him for playing, but he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would reply, "I am not born to play." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we just heard some blessed points regarding the blessed seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his blessed childhood. Moving forward, now in today's world, the question arises in most of us and in most of our minds at some point in our lives. The question is, to whom should I follow for a better life in this world? Every one of us needs a perfect example to follow who may have great leadership qualities. Someone may imagine a personality in his mind and start following that personality, but there will be lots of faults in doing so. Our basic need is a real life example, having perfect example for people of all times. This need of an ideal personality and a perfect example is verily fulfilled by the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned him as the best example to follow. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Holy Quran, translation of Quran Kanzul Iman, "Indeed for you, the following of the Messenger of Allah is the best. For one who has hope in Allah and the last day and remembers Allah in abundance." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had the ethics which bear the stamp of divine authenticity, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a model of perfect conduct and character for all mankind. The life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the only example having leadership qualities which is followed by the greatest people of the world. The Holy Quran mentions his great character in these words. Translation of Quran Kanzul Iman. "And certainly, you, O beloved, are an excellent standard of character. And we did not send you, O beloved Prophet, but as a mercy for all of the worlds. So forgive them and excuse them. Indeed, Allah loves the doers of good." At another place, It is mentioned in the Holy Quran, "Indeed, there has come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Heavy upon him is your suffering. Most concerned is he about your well-being. For the Muslims, he is most kind, most merciful." Not only these words, but the whole Quran is describing his character. And there are a lot of blessed ahadiths which show the highest character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to some ahadiths as an example. Narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never criticized any food presented to him, but he would eat it if he liked it. Otherwise, he would leave it without expressing his dislike. Another hadith states, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "I have been sent as an apostle in the best of all the generations of Adam's offspring since their creation." Narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never used bad language, neither a fahish nor a mutafahish. He used to say, "The best amongst you are those who have the best manners and the best character." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.